What would be some common shade trees that you can think of?
Well, an oak tree. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Let me just say this one and see how you say this one for me. Sycamore.
Sycamore.
Okay, you familiar with it? Sycamore?
Not too.
What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
Do you know of a, this is like a big bush called either sumac or sumac? What do you
call it? Sumac.
Sumac, okay. The kind of bushes or vines or something that if you rub up against them, it makes your skin break out.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be called?
Well, sumac.
Okay. Oh, that would do, okay.
Or poison ivy.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I didn't know sumac did that. If you were talking about, say, a type of berry, like a wild berry that you couldn't eat because it would kill you, you'd say those berries would be
poisonous.
Mm-hmm. Name some types of berries.
Blackberry.
Mm-hmm.
Huckleberry.
Mm-hmm.
Blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
Mulberry.
Mm-hmm. How about what you'd make shortcake with?
Strawberries.
You ever heard of a bush that grows up in the mountains that's got big pink flowers on it called mountain laurel?
Mm-mm.
A tree, a great big tree that's got shiny green leaves and big white flowers would be called?
Magnolia.
Mm-hmm. Names kind of expressions again that people would use. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she might say, I've got to go ask my
husband.
And the man might say, I've got to go ask my
wife.
You know any names that older people might use instead of those? Instead of husband and wife?
No.
How about a woman who's lost her husband, whose husband's dead?
Widow.
What did you call your father when you were little?
Dad.
What about your
mother? Pop. Call him Pop, really. My mother,
mm-hmm.
I called her mother.
Mm-hmm. Your father and mother together are called your
parents.
Mm-hmm. What did you call your grandfather? Did you have a name?
I didn't ever have my grandfather's.
Oh, you didn't have it, right?
They were gone.
How about your grandma?
I called her Granny.
Mm-hmm. If you were talking about, well, anybody was talking about their sons and their daughters, that would be their
children.
Something that you could put a baby in, it's kind of like a crib on wheels that you put a baby in to take it outside would be
a push cart.
Okay. How about a baby
buggy?
Baby buggy. Okay. And if you put the baby in the baby buggy, you'd say you're going to go out and
stroll it.
Mm-hmm. Now, people's children would be their sons and
daughters.
And they say they have boys and
girls.
A woman that's going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever remember hearing, especially older people, say anything, another way of saying it? Mm-hmm. Instead of pregnant.
No.
Okay. Do you know what they call, if they didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, they'd have to send for a
midwife.
Mm-hmm. If a boy and his father have the same kind of facial features, sometimes you'd say the boy
looks like his father.
Okay, would they ever say, do you know the term favors?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And say the boy
favors. Mm-hmm.
And how about if he doesn't necessarily look like him, but he just has actions like him, you'd say he
I'd say he acts like his father.
Do you know the term taste?